Okay, thanks. I'm not looking at my phone except to watch the time. If I only have 5 minutes, I've got to be fast. Go. Carbon farm mitigation at scale. It's an interesting topic, and I want to start by saying I really enjoyed the provocative talk, and I'll try to be just as provocative. Perfection is the enemy of our goals. Just so everyone here knows, I'm a project developer. I'm not a scientist. I have 2,400 farms in Canada that I create carbon credits for on an annual basis, and I understand the complexities around what it takes to engage with growers and to get data from growers. I'm a policy taker, not a policy maker. You make the policy, you tell me what it is, I'll implement it. And I'll say that you guys need to think about carbon markets the way we think about flying. Who flew here today or yesterday? Most of us, right? We're not aeronautical engineers, we're not composite engineers, we're passengers on a plane designed by scientists to get us here safely, and they usually do, they don't crash very often. Carbon credits, carbon markets need to be that way for growers. They need to be easy. They need to be easy for them to understand. So I'm allowed 3 slides. We already talked about the markets are moving. This is a map of the global markets today, or countries that have their INDCs, getting back to how important this is. The biological sector is the bridge to a low-carbon economy. Chances are we won't get it right the first time. We're going to have to improve all the time, continuous improvement. So Steve says the science isn't there. I say, so what? Use what you've got today. It's good enough. Make it better. Work with what we have today and give farmers and people like myself something to work with. So what do we need on farm? We already have data management systems. We already have records management. We can already get the data from farms. We don't need a lot of on-farm infrastructure that doesn't already exist. We need outreach and we need education. We need to educate agronomists, the service providers, the subject matter experts that are on farm, giving people the information that they need to know to make informed decisions about what they can do to increase yield, to do whatever it is they need to do from a sustainability perspective that may also result in greenhouse gas emission reductions. And more importantly, we need motivation to participate. There is zero motivation today, for the most part, for the average grower to participate in the markets. What markets? California's? California will never generate a credit under its current system for a row cropping system. It's actually economically impossible to do. It's also politically driven. And there's a good chance they're going to put a bullet in offsets in 2017 because people don't like them, they don't understand them. Then we have the voluntary markets, 15 million credits generated in the voluntary markets. Fantastic. I love it. But the prices are horrible. There's no reason for growers to motivate. So this takes us to the last new type of market, which is something called insetting. And insetting is where a company sponsors an activity within its circle of influence, either in its supply chain or the client side, to get them to change or to implement a behavior that will result in a greenhouse gas emission reduction that the sponsor can take ownership of to use against their own carbon emissions to bring their carbon footprint down. That is what's going to drive greenhouse gas emissions on farm, I think. Not just in the United States, but globally, unless we see a massive change in market structures. I'm happy to say that we have companies like Monsanto that's creating an insetting framework. We have L'Oreal that's creating an insetting framework. They're coming. But all of these require us to get out on the ground to the farmer to make it easy for them to understand what it is they need to do and make it easy for them to create their credits. Thanks.